Action Misers.
Hello, and welcome to episode 12 of the Jerusalem Hub Audio Experience. We are Jerusalem Hub.
Are you ready for the startup experience of a lifetime? Three determined guys building their dreams and sharing their journey. Buckle up and grab a beer, because these guys will blow your mind. You're locked in to the Jerusalem Hub Audio Experience. And it all starts in 3, 2, 1.
I'm your host, Shalom Makowitz.
Yarrow Pecht.
Aaron Menlewitz.
And welcome. Guys, do you know what today marks?
Number 12.
Number 12
which
is
means
3 months.
3 months of podcasting.
And if I could do that plug.
What plug?
If you're watching on YouTube, please make sure to subscribe, support us, like, share, and subscribe, and you'll get more of our content, whether you like it or not. Back to you.
Before we go on discussing, you know,
stuff.
The last 3 months, as well as what the highlights of this week, we have a special guest here with us. I'm gonna let Yaron do the introductions.
Yes. So tonight we have a special guest. It is our web developer Gary Waller. Make a little bit of room.
We have to move in that way.
All right, moving that way.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome
nice.
To our podcast.
Welcome.
Thanks.
So we just wanted to introduce everybody to you to everybody, and ask
everyone.
You a few questions, get
sure.
you involved, get them involved, and yeah.
Good stuff, okay.
Now, so nothing too crazy, nothing too fancy, just some general questions. This is going to go in our Jerusalem Hub, our J-Hub interviews piece, which is the new segment we just started putting out. So, Shalom, you are Mr.
All right, my first question. First of all, welcome to the team.
Thank
you. We're very happy to have you.
Thank you.
So just so people know about you, and so that we get to know you better, where are you originally from?
From London, England. Been in Jerusalem just over 2 years. Did the usual route of Urban Etzion. Had a stint in Tel Aviv, where I took a coding boot camp with Elevation Academy. Very good guys there, bless you.
Nice.
And then, landed a job back in Jerusalem. 3 weeks ago, got married.
Mazal tov.
Mazal tov.
Thank you. And now looking for the next challenge to become a full-fledged web developer. Great.
So you're a web developer, and now you're looking to gain a little more traction, a little more experience, so that you can become a full.
That's right.
Full stack.
Full stack.
Did I say that right? Full stack.
Yeah.
Full stack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows what full stack means?
So just a few questions for us and for people who are listening as well.
Yeah.
I remember he touched up on it, and I'd like to see it for myself. Why J-Hub? Why Jerusalem Hub?
Right, exactly. So I think I originally saw the post on Janglo, which is a great resource for English speakers in Jerusalem.
Definitely.
I was looking for junior roles to, expand my charisma experience and portfolio and everything. So I got in touch with Yaron, and we had a quick chat. What you guys are doing, everything in the, I think it was Hillel? And then I went back and saw, I think at that point you had done 3 podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So just checked you guys out, and then I was really feeling the energy and buzz and passion of what you guys are trying to achieve. So I thought this is an excellent opportunity to, you know, jump on board, maybe add to the passion as much as I can. Bouncing ideas and I don't know, even poking fun at each other and everything.
Yeah,
so it's a really good thing, as well as
I'm very good at poking fun.
Yeah,
that's my.
That's
then you just ignore them and then move on with life.
That's actually his role. He doesn't do anything else but poke fun.
See, poke fun. So that was the initial kind of like interest was your podcast content. So I got a flavor of what you guys are trying to achieve. And then I think after your Our Crowd Summit, you made some big connections lots of projects started seeming really exciting. So however I can jump on board, and I guess Aaron is gonna be my go-to guy for any questions. But so I was happy professionally and personally to be with the hub.
Awesome, thank you. That's a better description. I wouldn't have asked for anything better. That was perfect.
Described us better than we describe ourselves.
Pretty much. Just out of curiosity, this is a very like broad question.
Sure.
But this is part of what we do in the podcast as well as for ourselves. I'm just curious, someone like you who's been in London, who's from London, moved to Israel, just got married, is looking to find a career and all that stuff.
Yeah.
What keeps you motivated to keep moving?
Oh wow, so now I'm not just worrying about myself, I'm worrying too.
And, yeah, you're worrying about another
please
person.
Please God in the future, lots more. But so really, yeah, the motivation now is I gotta, you know, build what I need to build for a family. Mm-hmm. The attraction for me for web development was obviously Israel, really
high-tech orientated,
lots of opportunities, like lots of investment coming in. Also speaking English is an advantage. A lot of industries, maybe you need high level Hebrew and everything.
Right
this morning.
And also it's just cool. It's like a nice, you know, it's professional but flexible, and you've got a lot of fun characters in the industry.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just catching that buzz. If maybe
you just saw the opportunity, you're like, you know what, this is a place that I can go where I know that I'll be able to make
exactly
it.
Okay. Exactly, like if fair anyone's enough ever maybe traveled backpacked or anything, it's you go to the country, but it's the what's not said, it's all the unsayable things, the culture, the you know, who you meet along the way.
Right.
Of course.
This really adds to the thing. So you could say I went to this country, but then what did you do, what did you experience? Mm-hmm. It was that in Israel, in web development specifically. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. No, it's a perfect ambition. So lastly, this other question that we have for you, you kind of touched up on it a little bit, but what's the end game for you? Like, what's the dream? What are your goals? What do you want to, where do you see yourself, in other words?
You got big goals, you know, you try and break them down. Yeah. For me, the first thing I want to achieve is to, from start to finish, build a full-fledged website or mobile app or something like this. I've done smaller projects and like adapted things from other people, but never seen anything from start to finish. So that's just a goal I want to achieve. So if a client of yours says, this is what I want to come up with, we've got this, you know, this idea. So to sit with them through the design process, the building process, do that professionally, not just copying a kind of a YouTube how-to guide or anything.
Right.
I guess that's how it's done professionally, maybe.
That's how you start.
Well, that's perfect. And we're hoping that we can get you some of those things to get started.
Exactly. So that's like goal number one. Number two would be a portfolio of these things. So say 5, 10 web apps, mobile apps. I remember from one of the podcasts you done an Alexa skill. So it'd be great to like find out what that's about and how to do that.
Oh, okay.
He's been listening.
No, that's good.
Yeah, so that'll be the next stage, is like get a nice array, use different maybe languages. I'm only comfortable with HTML, CSS, JavaScript right now, so branching into all the other aspects of web development. And then when I get to that stage, then if you know, maybe I'm with you guys and we're, you know, attracting that much attention, people just coming to us with really cool ideas and jumping on the kind of cooler aspect and you know, more interesting projects, and obviously, making some money along the way.
Absolutely.
And the sound busy noisemaker.
What's actually happening?
Yeah, I think he's working out.
Okay.
I hope he's working out.
There's kids watching.
Yeah.
All right.
But so basically, just to gather, so you're an exciting new team member. You're here to amp it up, bring to the passion, as well as build your skills in order to procure a brighter future.
Sure, that's better than I said it.
Well, there you go. That's what we're all
that's
about.
That's why I'm sitting in this chair.
Very nice.
In any sense, thank you for joining us. That was awesome. This is team member number 5. We have a chief editor now.
Oh yeah.
Yeruha.
I forgot.
He's like, I'm not so sure about that.
Anyways, is there anything you'd like to add?
So maybe I'll just, I don't know, what's happening like this week, like what's been the big breakthrough or anything for J-Hub?
That's actually what we're going to be discussing in our...
Right, so... So, okay,
it's on the docket.
Right, okay.
It's on the docket.
So you're 3 months in. You know, it's still lively and buzzing.
Very much so. There's a lot of really cool things happening on the background. But yeah. there's a lot of stuff happening, a lot of exciting.
Okay,
things
so what does success look like for you in the next 3 months?
In the next 3 months for us?
I love that we're getting interviewed now. That's great.
Yeah,
we're getting interviewed.
I like it.
In a goal aspect or in a realistic aspect?
Personal goals and J-Hub goals.
In the next 3 months, I want to be on an island sipping Mai Tais while someone's waiting for me. No, but truthfully, I would say that in the next 3 months, our goal would be to close a few deals, because we have some in the works. I would say they would be to have a few marketing contracts. It would be to kind of, we're in the process of building our network as well as building our our client base. So we're in the process of helping a few people build some businesses. We're in the process of talks with people for marketing stuff. So just to get that stuff up and running, as well as finding ways to make a secondary revenue and
industry. Also our own company branding. We're just trying to expand that.
So I would say in the next 3 months, I think these next 3 months are going to be pretty big.
Plus we also have
Pivotal.
A couple of secret projects that we're working on.
Oh, wow.
But you know what's cool is actually we have a phase plan. A phase plan meaning it's kind of like, whatever, it's kind of like a business plan, but it's kind of follows a ladder of where we started from step A, and then we wrote it out in the beginning, like the first 2 weeks that we started, and we wanted to see how it's going to look from day one into day 2 years later.
Yep.
We wrote down our goals, wrote down what's going to need to go down, and honestly, we haven't really looked at it since until about 4 or 5 days ago.
Right.
And I opened up that document, and I'm just reading through it. I think Aaron like sent me like, what's going on with this thing? And I opened up this document, looking at it, and I realized we had a tag for ourselves to reach a certain place by the end of 6 months, and we had reached that place after 3 months.
Oh, wow.
So we're actually ahead of schedule on what we were intending to do, which is super exciting for us and exciting for anybody who's getting involved, whether that be you or anybody that's watching.
So to best answer that question, honestly, is just to keep moving forward and keep pushing past those barriers.
Yeah.
Because this has been a huge learning experience, and it's going to continue to be, and we're going to continue to hit, we're going to continue to fail in order to succeed.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what it is, and things are awesome. In any sense, thanks for joining us.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, we look forward to having you in the future maybe a guest for a full-time podcast.
Sure.
But we really appreciate you taking the time to come over here and joining us as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Enjoy the Pesach cleaning.
Yes. Happy cleaning day.
Nice.
All right.
Amazing.
If you could just take that over there.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay.
Back to BS.
Well, that was the
enlightening.
The next J-Hub team member. Okay.
A quick shout out to my son who is watching right now. Start them off early because.
Yeah.
For sure, 100%.
That's gonna be.
And
the
that
photo.
Wasn't for me.
That's the photo.
I was not going for high five. I was
which part?
That's gonna be the photo.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You'll all see it. It's amazing. It's great.
Thank you, Ariel.
Anyhow, guys, fine.
Yeah.
3 months in podcasting.
Yeah.
What? Look how far we've come. Let's just take a step back. Just close your eyes. Think about the first day. If you can even conceptualize the first day, think about it now. That's
how do you define first day?
Well, I mean, it's 3 months of podcasting, but what?
Yeah,
well,
there's more than that.
It's longer than 3 months. Yeah, it's much longer than.
Because we start the podcast maybe 3 weeks in, 2 weeks.
Okay, so
3 and a half months.
3 and change.
Let's say. But that's not the point. The point is, we've made a lot of progress.
Like
I was saying, this has been a key piece of our week, which we were talking to Gary about, was how we opened up our phase plan just to realize that we're actually further along than we thought we would be. At this point, we weren't supposed to be at the point we were starting to make deals. That was supposed to take another 2.5-3 months from now.
Now, can I chime in?
Yeah, video podcasting wasn't even on the list.
Right. No, yeah, there's a lot of little things also when we were looking at it. I'm like, and so what I did was, this was Aaron's a suggestion, add in other things that aren't part of the phase plan that either you're having ideas now or things that we've done that weren't in there, but add them in yellow, like highlighted in yellow. And the reason it is because we wanted people to not even people, for ourselves, to look at it and go, okay, this is what we started off with, and this is what you've expanded to, and the new ideas we're having while keeping the original posts pure. The original phase plan pure, to see, like, this is what we, what, this is the dinosaur bone. This is what it looked like from the original piece. So it was so exciting to see that. Either way.
I will say, just to add on to that, now, even though we've moved a little faster than we had anticipated, this tends to happen with a lot of businesses, and people should be aware, and they should take into account that that just because that's happening, it doesn't necessarily mean that the next 3 months are going to be just like the last 3 months. You should also take into account that there could be a chance that things could dip a little bit, and you can go through a dry spell of sorts.
Sure.
And I'm not saying that to add negativity to the situation. I'm saying that we should prepare ourselves, as well as those out there who are doing something similar to us or building a company. They should also be aware that you do have your ups, you do have your downs.
Well, that's like that piece, that little short clip about that Tony Robbins had that we watched, that said the difference between masters and everyone else. Everyone else looks at a plateau or a downtime and they go like, oh man, see, we're just failing. Whereas he goes, the masters look at that plateau and they say, oh, a plateau. That's to be expected. What are we going to do next?
That's not a failure. It's an outcome.
Right. It's a result. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's
how you choose to approach that failure. Like I mentioned, I said to you guys earlier about Colonel Sanders,
right.
When he wanted to sell his recipe, he had 1,009 no's before he got his first yes, which is insane. How many of us can actually go through that much work? And how many no's does it take you to give up?
Like, right.
And
yeah, like, are you going to keep on going? No, what you said is like gold. It's like every outcome, if you just take the emotional factor out of it for a second, just look at the facts, every result is just a result. So like, for example, you sweep the floor, it's clean. It's not positive or negative. That's just the result. If you don't sweep the floor, inaction, by the way, is another form of action. Then it's dirty. And that's another result. And it, things happen the way they happen. You take the result and then you rework it around the result to get the desired result.
You want.
Right, exactly.
And like a really interesting example that I don't think anybody ever really thinks about. Actually, I heard this from Tony Robbins also.
Sure.
About how many people know how to walk.
Right.
What is a kid who falls down a million times, the parents are like, oh, you tried enough. It's time to stop now. That never happens. The kid figures it out and he walks.
That's one of those things that I don't think anybody thinks about, but that's like every goal that you have, you know?
Right. Like, just language, talking, speaking, all these things. You have to do it.
Right.
So any goal that you want to do, you should view it as if you have to do it.
Right. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take falling down 100, 1,000, 10,000. But you know what, at the end of the day, you don't have a choice to walk or not to walk. You have to learn how to walk. That's the whole, like, you need to know how to walk. That's the same thing if you make your goals into that, where it's like, I don't have a choice not to make this happen. It may take some time. There may be some failure, or not even failures, results that are undesirable along the way. But at the end of the day, I don't have a choice but to make this happen the way that I want this to happen. That needs to be the mindset. At least that's what we're trying to breed for ourselves, and hopefully for you guys listening too.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that out of these 3 months, like, being someone who's tried to start businesses before and has some experience in that and has work experience as well, there has been a lot of skills that I have learned, and I've also kind of noticed the shift of trying to do something and then slowly becoming an expert in doing something.
Right.
I've noticed that shift. I will tell you this much, that like one thing that, and I personally, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people can sympathize with me, is that when it came to like making phone calls and getting in touch with potential clients and people, it used to scare, the shit out of me.
Scary.
Like it really did. Scared the hell out of me. And then as of recently, I'm just like, I've hit that point where I'm just like, you know what? I don't care. I want to make money. I want to leave the 9-to-5 experience. I want to get out of that vicious circle.
Just get it done.
I want to make money. I'm going to do what I have to make money, because that's what you have to do. And I've realized that from beginning to end, if I could reminisce from when we started up until this point, it feels like I feel like I'm in a movie, like I do. Mm-hmm. And it sounds really weird to say that, I know, but it...
Uchai basaret.
Very much so.
But you know, a point on what you're saying about that fear, right? I feel like a lot of times the fears that we have, you know, what's the point of fear? The point of fear is, like, for example, let's say you put your hand over a flame. It's supposed to, like, fear is supposed to keep you from doing something that's going to actually endanger you.
Right.
But how many things that we fear these days actually endanger us? Very few. Like, for example, if you embarrass yourself in front of somebody, does that actually affect your ability to survive? Let's be honest, most things that you do that embarrass you, people forget about within 5 minutes anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, we get so
interesting you say
that,
that fire concept, because, again, this, I've just been pounding Tony Robbins, and he has a seminar where he, at the end, he gets everyone to walk across 2,000 degree coals to show you that you have nothing to be afraid of, and you can accomplish it.
Right. Yeah, let's just say your feet getting burned is failure. At least you didn't regret doing it. And at least you learned from that experience.
I think it's only ever happened.
The whole purpose is that he uses NLP to change the physiology that you can actually walk across.
I think he's only ever had like two people actually burn themselves.
I'm just saying.
Oh. Alright, whatever the case is. Yeah, I gotcha.
In any sense, we could ramble on and on about this, but basically, in a nutshell, just to preface what we just said, not preface.
Just to end that, whatever.
Whatever it is. Whatever the word is. there are things happening. And it's noticeable, and we are going to continue to put in the work to do so.
Right. Quick shout out, by the way.
Go for it.
Wrote to us on our YouTube live, Usher. Do you know who Usher S is?
Usher's dad,
I don't know. He's watching now, and he asked for a shout out. So thanks for watching.
Joining,
thank you for joining us.
Subscribe.
There's your
if you haven't subscribed, subscribe.
Yeah. All right.
And like and share.
And like and share. So just to give you quick highlights of the week. Pesach is here, and I'm not going to talk about the holiday. Well, almost here. Well, I want to talk about the beauty and aspect of what spring cleaning can do to you. Can do
to
your mind.
That's great.
We did some spring cleaning around here, as you can see. The place looks a lot different. I mean, obviously, you only see one part of it.
But smells different, too. I'll tell you that.
Okay, that's a little personal. But,
All right.
When we were doing the cleaning up, we were cleaning up our place and the whole thing and getting everything up.
I always do that, you know?
Just turn your phone on silent.
We got a whole new perspective from the spring cleaning. We got like a whole new like this fire, this edge that just kind of like got us rolling. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah.
You're shaking your head like.
No. It was amazing. So, what was it like last week? We're just sitting here in our apartment, and you know, it wasn't bad. It was kind of clean, but we just had this shift in mind. We were like, guys, you know what? We gotta start living the way that we intend to live. Meaning, don't wait for things to come to you. Greet it. Like, make it happen. So what was our first step? We saw our apartment, we're like, we're just shaking it up. We're gonna clean this whole place up. We're gonna redesign it. We're gonna put a bookshelf in with a lot of books. We're gonna start reading more books. We're gonna start changing our lifestyle to be more consistent with what we're up to, with what we want from our lives. And so just cleaning up, and we have this policy now where we maintain cleanliness, meaning if you use a cup, you just wash it. You don't leave it in the sink, you just wash it. You know, if you see something's out of place, just put it back in the place. And part of the point is, you know, when your space that you live in is clean and fit and put into place, your mind is put into place also. And that makes a huge difference on how your day goes and like how the things that you're up to go.
Actually, that's kind of like J-Hub's key to success.
Yeah, that was one of them.
Yeah, it's health.
Yeah.
Mental, emotional, 100%. And physical health. That has everything to do with it. Another cool thing that we realized that after we did our little spring cleaning, we got into a major brainstorm sesh. And we started thinking about how we could monetize our business, optimize the way that we're working. And it gave us, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but it gave me this new recharge. And like I was mentioning before about the whole being afraid to talk to people who have lots of money or talk to people who could be potential clients. I was like, I was no longer afraid. I said, I didn't care. I was like, I've decided to, instead of thinking of what I want my life to be, I've decided to make my life what I want it to be. And slowly but surely, I'm gonna gradually add to that, because if you're not living your life the way you want it to be, you're never gonna actually see yourself achieving where you want to go. I guess I covered that. No one wants to chime in on that one.
No, because you nailed it.
Oh, thank you. So moving on from that. Aside from that, let me just a quick snippet. I will. We can expound so much on how important it is to clean up, to shake up your system and clean it up and organize it. But it's given us a new perspective, and we have a new supercharge, a new energy, and we have, and as he mentioned before earlier, in the beginning, we have now come further than we had expected to have come, and I think that will have a lot to do with it. Well, a couple things that we learned for people out there who are trying to build companies or have startups or are making. What's it called? Some sort of technology. Mm-hmm. We've been in touch with some venture capitalists about possibly making deals for some startups, and we learned some new things. And this happens along the road. This is part of what we were talking about, how there's trial and error and how you kind of fail and you learn from that, but fail to succeed, not the bad kind of fail, the good kind of fail. Mm-hmm. And here are...
Well, as we said, it's not failing, it's just the result, you know?
Yeah, and here are two major, major things for people who have some sort of tech out there. Some sort of tech out there. If you want to make money and you have tech, two huge things that we kind of learned about as recently is that you need to have a patent, or at least patent pending, and you need to have a prototype. If you have those two things, you're very much golden.
And we are working
because you're moving off of the idea of that your idea is just an idea. Now you have something to show for it.
Correct.
It's not necessarily true for every single VC or accelerator program that they want you to have it, but it's ideal if you want to get A-level money.
Right.
That's at the end of the day, the problem is like this. You know, let's be honest. A lot of people have good ideas.
Right.
Come on, let's be honest. Everyone in their life has had at least $1 million idea.
Yeah.
Everyone. Every person on this planet. But the thing is, it's an idea.
Yeah,
right. You know, they haven't taken action on it yet.
Right. So one of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to take that on for ourselves and the people working with also. And we are making some connections where we may in the future be able to help people with patents and with prototypes. That is in our phase plan down the line. But the point is, guys, even, you know what? I'm not going to tell you like, okay, you know, build your business from scratch. That's not an easy thing to do. If you can do it, do it. But at the very least, write it down. Create something that's feasible and real.
Create.
And then create. Exactly. Don't just keep it in here, because in here it doesn't go anywhere.
It gets forgotten, and then you see it on the shelves because somebody else.
Exactly.
Did it first.
I've literally had that, by the way. I had this idea for like motorized luggage, like years ago. Motorized luggage that like works by Bluetooth. It exists now. I don't know if it's a successful product or not, but somebody else had the same idea and decided to make it.
Yeah.
That happens.
The only difference between you and them was that they took action.
Right.
Didn't.
They made it happen. I could have made it happen too.
If I could just add to that. Anyone who's starting any kind of project, forget tech. Okay, obviously when it comes to tech, patent, prototype, those are big deals. But forget tech, anyone who has any kind of project, there's a really cool quote. I don't know the exact quote itself, but it's something along the lines of like the richest place in the world is a cemetery. Because a lot of people have died with their ideas and their ideas that they could have done. We all have ideas. We all have these really innovative, really cool ideas that we want to do. But if you don't do your due diligence, and you don't put in the work, and you don't go through the trial and error phase, and go through the ups and downs of what it takes to build your own success, it ain't gonna happen. That's the reality. I've been through that myself. He's been through that.
Absolutely.
You've been through that. We've experienced that. And with that experience, now even though we've experienced it, it doesn't mean that we're in a bad place. Because if it wasn't for the experience that we had, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing now. So if you have an idea out there, you just start from the word go. Don't forget about what needs to be done, like for the future. Just start doing something. Just start, and then it'll all gradually find itself, which is something that we're going to discuss.
We've talked about this before, but just to recap it really quickly, 99% of people stop before they even start. You don't even know what it takes. It might be easier than you thought. It might even be harder than you thought. But, like, why would you... And by the way, this applies to every part of life. It's not just this. It's like so many people, they'll have an opportunity for something and they'll stop themselves before they even get to it because of either fear or because it's unrealistic.
They think it's unrealistic.
Yeah, there's that too. But forget realistic. All the most successful people in the world that make it, it's because they made realistic and unrealistic. It's irrelevant. Is it possible? Is there a possibility? Even a 0.001% chance. If it's possible, then do it. Make it happen. Because that's the way you're going to get... You want to live a realistic life, you'll get realistic results. That's not bad.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. You'll live a fine life. But if you want something more than that, that's what it's going to take. To get unrealistic, to get unreasonable, and just go for it because that's what I want for my life.
Right.
And I can add on to that, actually.
Yeah, go.
About being unrealistic, there's a story about Henry Ford when he had the vision of making a single block V8 engine.
Mm-hmm.
So it was never done before. It was completely revolutionary. He went to his engineers and says, I need a V8 single block engine. You know what that means? 4 cylinders on each side, just one block. And they're like, it's impossible. He says, okay, great, get it done. And they're like, but we can't do it. So he said, just go for it. I'm just waiting, just make it happen. A year went by, he went up to them and they're like, nothing happened. They're like, great, just get it done. That year, they figured it out. Something changed. And something clicked after all that persistence and just pushing forward and being unrealistic, even though it was something that was technically impossible. He just got it done.
He demanded it.
We're going to get there.
He demanded it.
It was his vision. He wanted it to happen, and he got to it.
We'll get back on that. Fine.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
Yeah.
Okay, just to move on, we have a new section of our podcast where we go around and interview people. I'm just going to talk about our first ever experience with the interviews. We had a meeting with the law firm today.
Two days ago.
Yeah.
Time travel, it's real.
We had a meeting with a law firm, and it was like one of those interesting situations where you walk in, you're like, okay, these guys are like the heads of this den or whatever it is. I mean, they're the head honchos. We walk in there, and we're a little nervous. They're like looking at us like, okay, we see what you're going through. And then we're like, hey, or you said it, you're like, hey, you guys want us to interview you? We'll put you on our podcast. And then they just lit up. And we looked out the camera, we started talking to them, we asked them a few questions, and then the second that podcast ended, the momentum shifted. It's like you guys are no longer...
They got totally fired up.
We got fired up.
This is what, literally, from before the interview, this is what they were saying, which wasn't bad. They were like, okay, you know, sure, this could be a good idea. Maybe we can see something. You know, we'll think about it, we'll get back to you. By the time that interview was over, they were literally coming up with ideas like, guys, we could do this together, we could do this together, let's make this happen, we can do an event, you guys could host it. And I think, and by the way, I want to touch on, why did that work? Why did that work? Why did we get that reaction? And I believe that there's three main pieces, and if you guys have more, let's add, you guys feel free to add them. Number one, we gave them something of value up front. We didn't just talk, we walked. We gave them something. We said, guys, we want to put your name out there. Check it out. We're not just going to talk about how we put people's names out there. Let's show you what we do. Right. Number two, our passion. And it wasn't just our passion. We helped them rediscover their passion. By the end of this interview, they were so excited about their business. Forget our business. But they were like, oh my God, this is amazing. Look, we have the... We were like... I think at one point in the interview I said like, and one thing that really inspires me about these guys is they just went out there, they decided, hey, let's build our own law firm. And the thing is, that's a rare thing. People don't usually just do that.
They lit up.
And so they remembered what they were like. And then also we showed them, the third one was, we showed them the connection between us. Guys, look, we have the same vision, we have the same ideas, we have the same origin story. This is perfect. We have the same energy.
Right.
Yeah. Let's make it work. Let's put something together and create it. And between those three things, it worked so well. It was honestly, it was magic. It blew my mind.
If I could just touch up on that, I would add one more thing, and I would add the fact that we also helped them identify that them as well as us are different.
Right.
The fact that we're different. Right. Like, okay, you're just another law firm. No, you're not. No one just starts a new law firm and does that. It's not an easy thing to do. I don't think people realize that. We're different in what we're doing, and they're different in what they're doing, and they kind of identified and realized that. Once they appreciated that, they're like, okay, you guys are cool. And we're like, and that's kind of cool. That's kind of how it works.
Do something, be in touch.
Yeah.
And the feeling was awesome. I mean, when I said earlier that I like, and it was kind of weird that I said it, I know, but when I said earlier that it was like, that I feel like I'm in a movie, like, when you go through YouTube, and we've all done it, you go through YouTube, you watch those motivational speeches, and everyone's talking about, it was like, I was living in a home, and like, I was sharing my room with, like, all my siblings, and all that, and we had one bed, and, like, one apple to share amongst all of us. Like, you think it's weird. Like, it's like, well, yeah, that's BS, because now you're a millionaire, so how's that even possible? It's like, no, that's not true. Like, you start from somewhere, and then you go, and then you're like, no, now I'm going to be different, now I'm going to do whatever the hell I need to do in order to succeed. And it happens, it works, it's magical. All you got to do is just put the effort in, and then things just happen. We're going to put this plug in out there just to move on. We're moving on to the next area. We put this plug in last episode. Maybe we'll get some traction this episode as well. If anyone out there who's listening or knows anybody that is involved with agricultural tech, cannabis research, please let us know. Email us at Aaron@JerusalemHub. That's his email.
.com.
It's AARON@ the little strudel situation, JerusalemHub.com.
Strudel.
And if anyone knows any VCs, anyone looking to invest in anything, or anyone
if you're an angel,
any lawyers who know VCs or have clients as VCs, let us know. We will hook them up with some really sick tech out there.
Yeah, there's so much going on there. There's a huge cloud too.
Just to move on to the next section of our podcast, we have current affairs. You got this one.
Oh yeah, we got some really interesting stuff going on.
Thalioran.
Oh yes. So we'll start it off with this tech startup teamed up with a construction company to build smart autonomous cranes. Thank you.
Smart autonomous cranes. That is so cool.
What does that mean? That means like they found that there's so much error now and danger when operating a crane, and there's a guy on the top who's running it, and there's a guy on the bottom who's kind of signaling and making sure things happening, making sure things are going the right places. So they're integrating AI, machine learning, and other types of tech to help make the placing of items and where the position of the crane should be automatically in order to remove the human error and remove danger and all that other stuff.
That is awesome.
So it's really interesting.
Is this Israel?
This is Israeli, and this is a sixth.
Of course it is.
Yeah. This is a $1 billion project, basically. Wow. The construction company has a market cap of $716 million. So we're expecting to see a lot of crazy stuff coming out there. Another one. There is this app company. There's this I guess you call it biotech type of startup in Herzliya, Haifa. Sorry, that they are creating an app with technology that can actually use scent. What does that mean?
That is
like
cool.
You know how your phone has a camera and it can visualize things. So now they want it to be able to smell things, meaning. If they built a test algorithm to see how partners attract to each other just by scent. They took 100 different couples. They matched their scent together, and they used maybe 3,000 different points to be able to detect how these couples are attracted to each other. So that's one of the applications that they're using it for. Another idea that I had that you can use, you could build an algorithm to be able to know who was the culprit of the fart.
What?
That is some
you can
one.
You can no longer hide that you farted, because this algorithm will know, oh, that was Shalom.
That was next
we could tell using our algorithm who it is. So there's no such thing as, oh, you denied you supplied it. Like, oh, I know you did it this
time.
That's
amazing. So, it's like somebody in the room farts like, it was him.
Yeah, because it will know his scent and will know to associate that scent with that guy, and like that's the guy who farted.
That was great.
So very interesting technology, and they want to have it eventually integrated into.
Okay.
Yeah.
They want it eventually integrated into smartphones. So I wonder which company is gonna buy it first.
That is awesome. That is so cool.
Who do you think is gonna buy it first? Apple.
Jerusalem Hub.
Google. Jerusalem Hub.
I hope so.
Should we buy it?
So, thank you for sharing with us the current events.
Thanks for paying attention.
Yeah, I totally wasn't. I'm not going to lie there. but now we're going to move on to our uncut and from the heart section of the podcast. We touched up on this a little bit earlier, how we kind of reorganized our lives, getting ready for the spring and all that stuff, and how it's kind of revamped us. I'm going to speak for myself. Like I said before, I'm done. You know what I mean? I'm done with this 9-to-5 crap. I'm done with it. I want more in my life. I want to be independent, and I want to enjoy my life. And I honestly don't know where it came from. I don't know how it came. It just came, and I'm like, I'm ready to put in the work. I'm ready to do what I need to do in order to. I'm ready to leap over those scary walls in order to get from where I want to be.
From where you are to
where, right? Where you want to be.
Right, to where I want to be. Thank you. I appreciate that. And reorganizing my life and doing lots of and exercising more and eating healthier and organizing my room, my apartment, my stuff. It's really given me that huge push to get moving. Right. I see that none of you have anything to chime in on there.
So, no, I'm in the same place
as
you.
Once again, bro, you're saying you're touching all the right buttons, so that's why.
No, but I'll totally
go for it,
echo that, because that's what I'm totally feeling. I am on the route to, like, I just heard something that said, if you want to actually accomplish something and be very powerful, there's a bunch of things you got to do. You got to get called by. Oh, interesting. I'll get back to you. you have to be able to learn how to stretch yourself. You have to commit to yourself. You have to commit to others.
Right.
But what does that mean to stretch yourself? You got to make that goal to yourself, and you got to make that goal publicly. And what's the purpose of making that goal publicly? That you're going to have that public push against you to, what's it called? To make sure that you get that done. So, like you're saying, you want to get out from where you want to, from where you are now, from that 9-to-5 job. I want to do the same exact thing. I want to make this full time. I want to be making more than I'm making now, maybe 3 times, 4 times
I
more.
I want to be vacationing.
Yeah, we want to be everywhere. So that's what I'm saying. My goal by June, this is going to be full time. I'll be out of where I am currently.
I said this to Sean this morning, and it's not as like that this should be done as much as just about the conceptually. Just think about this for a second. I said, what would happen if you quit your job tomorrow morning? And you said, listen, I don't have an income right now. I'm making Jerusalem Hub happen. What would happen? Because there's a different energy. Because then there's energy of, this has to happen. Because if I don't make this happen, I won't survive.
1 second.
Yeah. So that's the kind of energy that we always try to put on, and the kind of energy that we're always trying to create. So Aaron said he wants to get out of there by June. Shalom, about there, maybe a little bit later. But the point is, that's what we're trying to create. We're trying to create that ideal. You know, there's a saying, I think Tony Robbins said, is desperation causes inspiration. And when you need something, not when you want something, when you need something, when you make what you want into, I don't have an option but to make this happen, interesting things start to happen in your life.
Yeah,
and,
true.
And through that, we should move on to the next section.
No, also add that we had a really exciting Saturday night. We haven't done this in a long time. We did a late night grind.
Right.
Just wanted to chime in on that, just so people are aware. I saw it. Okay. Just so people are aware. I just want to chime in on that. Like, the interesting part is that even though the beginning stages of building a company is always the most exciting and most thrilling. And when you have those late night grinds where you're up till 3 o'clock in the morning just doing work and figuring things out, it's insanely exciting.
It feels good.
Yeah, it feels great. And like the feeling afterwards feels great because it gets you vamped up and amped up for the next day and to keep moving forward. With that being said, we're going to move on to our next section of the podcast, which is a new section that I kind of started. It's called The Habits of an Entrepreneur / Productive Person.
Okay.
I just want everyone to give one tip they would give, just like your one little thing.
Yeah.
My one thing would be to live your life the way you want to. Make it, make your bed, / make your bed. That's clean up, be organized, have a clear mind.
I'll share a breakthrough that I had in this area. So, you know, we talked a little while ago, like something you can do different in your life. So I had said meditating. Now, meditating is interesting because no matter what, it's kind of an interesting experience. But a couple days ago, I was able to connect two things that I wasn't able to connect before. Connecting the meditation, meaning like clearing your mind or having an image of your mind, and the emotion and the feeling. And so now when I meditate, like for example, one of the things I was meditating about is like, I want to create a certain lifestyle for myself. So I just sit there and I imagine what my life would look like to have that. But I was able to actually connect, what would it feel like to have that? And I was actually able to feel like if right now I had all that stuff, how would I be feeling? And I felt excited and I felt vibrant and I felt like successful and happy and fun. And all those things were real for me. Like, it was as if, like, it doesn't need to happen. It doesn't need to happen for me to feel that. I'm feeling that. That's real for me right now, which goes right back to that thing we were talking about, the law of attraction and all that. But that was cool for me. And right, and whenever I do that now, every morning that I do that, it makes the rest of the day, like, it's got that energy to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he knows.
So you missed out on this, but we have a new section of the podcast called Habits of an Entrepreneur / Productive Person. Just give one tip. One tip. All you have to do is give one tip to everyone out there saying what they should start doing in order to be more productive and achieve their goals. Mine was to live your life the way you want to / make your bed. His was meditate, and yours is don't say lists. Pick something else.
Envision what you want to be and just make that your burning passion, your burning desire.
A common thing.
As long as your vision that you want to accomplish is your burning desire, that will probably get to what you want. Otherwise, it's going to fall to the wayside and it's going to be nothing.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I will say that was the perfect way to segue into our next new section of our podcast, which is the LOA, the Law of Attraction. Let's talk Law of Attraction so that we can understand how to implement it in our own lives. As well as those who are listening. If you guys have any questions, any testimonials, anything that you want to share with us that you've been implementing in your own life about the Law of Attraction, we want to know because we're all about that right now. Mm-hmm. Ever since this spring cleaning, this spring situation, we're all about the Law of Attraction.
Well, so it's even more than that. It's like we've always been all about it, just we didn't identify it as such.
He has been identified, and so I'm going to let him go ahead and explain what the Law of Attraction is and what he's done. Some things that he's done in order to achieve and feel actual dividends from the Law of Attraction. Go for it. It's all yours.
Oh, boy. That was a surprise. Just rocked it on me. I kind of, like, pulled that into me because I knew the universe was going to...
Oh, you attracted it.
Actually, Law of Attraction starts for me really, like, 6 years ago about when I attended a seminar. They didn't call it Law of Attraction. They called it... what was the word for it? I forgot the word for it, but they used a different word, and radiating. They kind of meant it radiating out, but didn't say that something would come back to you. And there were many examples, but one I used it myself for, like, I was stuck in the middle of town once, and no cars were driving by, and I needed to get to a really esoteric place that nobody was going to. It was 3 a.m., and I'm like, come on, just give me that person. I know someone's going to drive me directly to where I need to. I'm going to get in the next car. Next car pulls up, and I see on their, they had a parking sticker for that exact place that I needed to go. And that person happened, I found out the person happened to be going there because it was actually back at school. He had to go there because he had to study for an emergency exam that he was having the next day, which was pretty crazy. Like, the chances of that are insane. So, that was one example that was my first real experience with it. And there's many more, like attracting money, like actually the story with this, I got an iPhone 10 and I don't even have the money for it. I never had the money for it. And this was recent actually. I looked at it was like beginning of January, and I went to Apple.com, I saw it, and I'm like, I want to get that phone. I'm going to have it in a month. That's what I said to myself. I'm going to have it in a month. I get home and my wife says to me, I need a new phone. And we weren't talking. She had an iPhone 6 and she wanted to get an iPhone 8. I'm like, what? I just said this morning I wanted an iPhone 10. Let's sell as much stuff as we can that we don't need, and we're going to get it by the end of the month. And story goes, like, oh, we thought we were going to get it like 3 months later, but it ended up being that we got all the money we needed for it within the month, and plus more money on top of that. Wow. So just the fact that I envisioned the fact, oh, I'm going to have it in a month, not like I want to have it in a month, like, no, I'm going to be there in a month. And it worked out. And these are just micro transactions you have with yourself in the world, but there's bigger things, like, where's Jerusalem Hub going to be, or using Law of Attraction to attract females. which these guys are trying to do. it's not, that's okay. Not what it means by law of attraction, though. So,
trying, huh?
That was great. Yeah. That was amazing.
So there's so many examples, and how you do it is a whole nother world of work.
So if I could just, I'll just chime in off of what you said. When I look back, I think that I have been implementing the law of attraction without actually identifying it as a thing that people do.
Probably true.
Because there are certain like moments where like I have everything working out and I have my good days. Then obviously we have our bad days. We're just like, oh, everything sucks. You know what I mean? Like all that stuff. And I will tell you this much. I think part of the reason why things have changed, not only because of my whole spring cleaning and all that stuff, but just because like I'm trying to implement it now. Now that I know it's an actual thing, I'm trying to implement it. And it's I realize that if I say to myself, or if I say out loud, I'm done with the 9-to-5 experience. I want to live my life the way I want to live it. And what do I have to do to do that? Instead of answering the question of what do I have to do, it's just happening. It's like, well, in order for me to get from this point to that point, I have to contact this person. I have to make this call. I have to go to this meeting. I have to do these things. I have to. Right. And everything else around that doesn't matter.
It's interesting because around the vision comes the actions.
Correct.
You have that image in your mind, and things just show up around you. Like, not even in a hocus-pocus way. Like, things will just show up. Like, all of a sudden, you know, you'll just decide, hey, you know what? If I want to make a business deal, I need to talk to more people. So that just, boom, that popped into your head.
That just gave me a really deep insight into actually what Law of Attraction is doing that we don't even realize. Like, here's a deeper dig onto what's happening.
Yeah.
You are choosing, I don't want my 9-to-5 job anymore. I want to work for myself. And I'm going to work for myself.
Correct.
So in the case of a necessity, you are resourceful to that necessity. So you without you realizing it, you start noticing things that will bring you, like these things were in front of you, these people were already there.
Right.
But you didn't realize, you didn't notice it as deeply until you had the necessity of I'm leaving my 9-to-5 job to work for myself. And then your brain switches and you're like, this person's gonna help me get there. That person's gonna, oh, there's that. Right. When you start looking for, if you look around the room and I tell you look for Brown, and you're gonna start noticing it.
Right.
And then I close your eyes and I say, close your eyes for a second. Do you see where's red? You can't think of a place that's red.
No.
Now open your eyes, now find me something that's red.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
That like, happened to me so many times.
It's insane. Once you need that necessity, your brain, your whole physiology gears toward that need, and maybe that is one of the aspects of...
What I find interesting is that I've suddenly experienced ever since implementing the law of attraction into my life is that I envision my life being a certain way. Yeah. Like I was joking before, but it's not really a joke. I envision myself sipping Mai Tais on a beachfront while someone else is doing my business. The interesting thing is that I feel like I'm living that life even though I haven't actually achieved
that. And that's the key.
Yeah.
So that part has been absolutely mind-blowing to me. And that's if not mostly, it's definitely partially the reason why things have just like, where I'm just like, boom, let's just make it happen.
Yeah.
So to end this off, this section off, for those of you who are doubting or for those of you who are supporting, I want to make one thing clear. There is no future where the things that we talk about happening here at Jerusalem Hub don't happen. It may not happen exactly the way, it may not happen exactly the time frame that we're speaking of, which we hope it does, but what we're creating for our company is this is happening. We are the next tech and business hub of Jerusalem and eventually the world. Boom, put that out there. That's happening. These guys love it.
Yeah.
All right, and with that.
I will even say that he made me do this. We actually wrote ourselves checks. What is that million
check? A million shekel.
I have it in my wallet.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah. I wrote myself a check for a million shekel. Next year I'm gonna cash it. Boom.
These guys watch Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's from that actually. I didn't even think of that, by the way. But yeah.
So with that being said, we want to hear from you. If you want to know more about Law of Attraction, let us know. Get in touch with us. If you want to chime in on what you've done to give us some tips, I also want to know. I think all of us want to know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This is how you build your success. It's through LOA, through Law of Attraction.
One of the ways.
Moving on, yeah, obviously. Moving on to our next section, books. I've recently, and I think this has to do a little bit with the Law of Attraction because it's on my mind now. I am rereading the 4-Hour Work Week because I'm getting ready to implement all that stuff for our work week. What are you on?
I literally just today I finished once again the 10x rule by Grant Cardone. I am just about a couple pages away from finishing The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, and
Kids.
I just started a new book. It's called Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs by Joe Knight and Karen Berman, which is part of my personal self-education as the CFO to learn and grow and learn more about that so I can fulfill that that role the properly in the way it needs to be fulfilled.
Thank you.
So this week I finished The Subtle Art of Not, I listened to Unlimited Power by Anthony Robbins.
That's on Audible?
Yeah, like a small narrated version, which I probably listened to 3 times already because it's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And I started Think and Grow Rich, which is extremely deep. Insane. Cool. You have to read that one.
So I know we have one question at least.
We have two questions.
Two questions.
I have a question on YouTube. Actually.
Yeah, we have the one on YouTube. Should I read it?
Sure.
I'll read it. I've just moved from Israel to America, and it's a pretty major move for me. Do you have any advice on the mindset I should have going into this next step in life?
You know, I think we preempted all that.
We did, but I will say that I will say this.
Sorry for leaving.
Yeah, unfortunately that you left, but good. I will say this, the location that you're in doesn't really change much. If anything, it'll give you an extra boost, but it's all on you. Like if you listen to this podcast and you implement the Law of Attraction, if you want to know more about the Law of Attraction, you can get in touch with us. We can help you out as well as you help us out. But it's on you. Right. You're starting a new life. Make things happen.
Especially because it's a new life for you. This is the spot right now where if you implement it now, make it a habit now, it'll be a lot easier down the road.
It's your pivot point.
Yep.
And the mindset that I would have if I were you is that since you're completely changing and starting a whole new thing, then you are in charge. You are responsible now for building up your life where you're going to be. And once you realize that you take responsibility and nobody else, not the government, not where you're going to be living, not the taxes you might have to pay, not the people you're staying by, once you take that responsibility, then you're solid.
Awesome. What's the second question?
There's a second question?
You said you had another question.
No, I thought that was...
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay, well, okay, so...
Let me check.
Yeah.
Hello. Otherwise,
we're up to our motivation, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. I have this cool little quote that really plays on exactly what we've been talking about, the whole theme of this podcast, and it goes something like this. It's by Tony Robbins. The meeting of preparation with opportunity generates the offspring we like to call luck. Think about that for a second. That's kind of comes down to the whole thing where we had this thing where we're like, okay, there's a shift coming in our lives.
Yeah.
So that's the opportunity. The preparation is doing things to get there. When those two meet, that's when we call it luck. Like, oh my God, that just popped out of nowhere. But it didn't pop out of nowhere. There were two forces at play that met, and that was the outcome.
It's the result,
exactly.
The result of taking your vision and taking action upon it.
So that's really cool. Think about it for a second. Even luck, you can be responsible and be for luck in your life.
Take luck.
Yeah. Right. So.
Some luck. Yeah. Wasn't that great?
if you also, I will say this, just as far as the Law of Attraction is concerned, here's another quote. I like thinking big. If you're going to be thinking anything, you might as well think big. Donald Trump.
Awesome. Nice.
Which sums it all up perfectly.
Amazing.
With that being said, this concludes our 3-month 3-month anniversary.
Episode 12.
Thank you for joining us. For those who joined us live, thank you for those who interacted with us live on YouTube. And we will see you next week.
See you guys.
Have a good night, everybody.